Hello and welcome back to the Quintessential Podcast. We have been down for over 6 months now, and I'm going to be completely honest and open with you. I lost my inspiration. That's what happened. As any of my creative friends, viewers, listeners can understand, that is a hard thing to deal with as a creative type when that inspiration fails you and it's nowhere to be found. It's hard to come back from, but I'm happy to say that I've reached into it again. It has found me in many ways. The YouTube channel that my friend Gant and I do, Shark Opener Gaming, it is kind of picking back up. We have found our rhythm again. I've gotten on stage again as a comedian, which feels good. It felt a lot like coming home, and it really felt great just to have a few great sets under my belt and know that your boy's still got the goods, I guess is what I'm getting at. And it's a very warm, uplifting kind of feeling. But the real inspiration for this first venue back to the podcast is that one of my best friends got married recently. And if a perfect wedding doesn't inspire you in some way, you are a cold, heartless robot. Because this wedding was perfect. And I say that just because it was watching two people who truly love each other commit to do that from here to eternity. And there is something magical about that. And that is why, here coming off about a week or so of the month of love, as corporate America would have you believe it, we're going to discuss love. Yeah. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen. Sleeves is about to tell you a little something about love. Now, love is a tricky thing. It can't just be defined like the Webster's Dictionary would put it. Okay? Love is complicated. Love has different forms. But I'm going to tell you, in no minced words, what love is, how to get it, what to do with it, and where to go from there. Okay, first things first. You want love? Love yourself, homie. Embrace yourself, who you are, what you're into, what your convictions are. Find them, find your purpose. Because a person that doesn't have the capacity to completely love themselves, okay, to love who they are as a person, is not going to be able to love anyone else. It's not going to happen. It's, in a lot of ways, like being a comedian. If you don't think your joke is funny, no one else will. If you don't think you have worth, no one else will. Okay? And I'm not just talking about the meek, weird courtyard kids you knew in high school, okay? These people questioning their self-worth. I'm talking about the average guy that comes across as confident, but inside is eaten alive. Okay? I hope you're all paying attention, because this is real, real shiz right here. Any man can appear confident, okay? But to truly believe your own hype is a whole different thing. And that's something that many of the women in my past have told me maybe I take a little too seriously, because my narcissism, latent, I like to think it is, but probably more prevalent than I would want to admit, causes me to both fuel the hype train for myself. I shovel hype coal into the hype furnace. I'm also conducting that crazy hype train. Okay? I love me. So, sue me. But you have to find what it is that you feel like you're falling short with. Okay? First things first, find something to believe in. Be it yourself, be it religion, be it a cause, anything. Find something to believe in, something to give to, something to put work into. That is how you become a better person. That is how you become someone that you like, someone that you aspire to be. You can be your own hero if you truly want it. I know it sounds cocky. I know it sounds like something, you know, why would I want to be that guy? Why do I want to be so full of myself? Because when the chips are down and you're all you have, you don't want to feel like you're left with nothing. You're only left with nothing if you feel like you are nothing. Straight and simple. Second point. I guess this is where I'm going to just go ahead and get right into the nitty-gritty of it. Fellas, pay attention because you need to know this. Women want a man. I repeat, women want a man. Be a man. Support your woman. Empower your woman. Give her your confidence, okay? When she needs reassurance, be that guy. When she needs that person in her corner to push her further towards achieving the goals that she wants, be that guy. Don't back down. Don't become this guy lost in an endless sea of Taylor Swift compilation videos on YouTube. All right? Don't get so toned down and estrogen uprisen that you become essentially, and I'm sorry, I apologize for what my personality is, but don't become some powder puff. All right? Be a man. Do man stuff. Enjoy yourself. Okay? Go out, make something with your hands. Take pride in it. Go hunting. Do something to get in touch with your primal side, okay? Don't lose that. We were born with it, and so many refuse to be in touch with it. It's a genetic imperative, okay? It's in our biology. We were hunters and gatherers from the beginning, okay? And now so many of us are listeners and stand-byers, okay? There's no action left. Men, take action. Find your convictions. Understand what it is you stand for and let that bring purpose to your life. Okay? Because what women really want in a man, I have found more often than not, is a man with purpose. A man who is guided to some goal. Okay? If you have something that you were trying to achieve, if you put all of your willpower into accomplishing things, that's going to shine through in a very positive way. People don't do that anymore. So many nowadays, these younger generations especially, sorry to sound like an old man, want things handed to them, or they simply wait and let the opportunity roll by. You can't do that. You don't know how fast that opportunity is coming by. You have to be willing to get ahead of it and catch that opportunity before it gets to you. Okay? You've got to reach out and take it. Life isn't this easy thing that it seems to be in movies, okay? Life is hard. Love is harder because it's something you have to maintain every day. It's not something that just happens. We're all guilty of abusing what love seems to be. What I mean by that is especially us men, we will take the power of love and use it to our advantage, knowing full well what we're doing. Because I know there's not a man listening right now that hasn't dropped the L-bomb to a girl just to get what he wanted. And you know what? It probably worked. It probably did. And you don't know what kind of ill effects that may have had on whoever the poor defenseless, at this point, if you're playing this kind of ploy, girl, went through, what she experienced afterward. You might have broken that girl. And look, I'll be completely honest. I am guilty as charged. I have not been the best when it comes to relationships. I know that. I have really messed some girls up. I feel bad about it every day. now. As I've gotten older, I understand what it is that I left behind. I understand that I left some good things lying in my wake, never to be seen again. I crushed some things as they began to bloom, and other stuff I bailed out on before I could even settle into it. I regret all of that, okay? But you've got to keep pushing forward, because I know that around the bend, there lies that perfect thing, which for me is probably someone who is going to fight with me for no reason, and I'm going to love every second of it and fight back with them. Okay, that person that's going to be at every one of my shows, but is also going to say they didn't think any of it was funny. All right, I know that's how it works. Opposites attract. That's the way of it, and that's the way it should be, because it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you on edge and balanced. Now, I'm going to go ahead and jump to something that it's important, but people get uncomfortable talking about: romantic love. Yeah, that's what you're thinking about. It's a little bit of R. Kelly in the background, a locked door. You know what's up. Here's the thing. Men, don't hound your woman for it, okay? There's only two parts in this plan for you. That's the first part. The second part is pretty simple. Finish the job, okay? Look, I'm a man. I know what's up. All right, but finish the job, Holmes. It's a two-way street. You want the goods, give the goods. You feel me? Don't just beat her to the finish line and pack it up and go home. That's not how you keep her around, okay? I know you think that you're, you know, the man of men. But after a while, it's going to get old. And with that, let's move to you, ladies. Ladies, you're beautiful. You're wonderful people. I want more for you than what the world has given you. But let me just put something out there for you to consider, please, as a whole, as an entire gender. When it comes to the times of romantic love, as I've said, it's actually fantastic when we have to fight for it sometimes. But don't make us fight for it every time. And I say this because, although I know there are men out there that would never have this kind of thought pattern come through their head, there are many men who would, if they had to fight for it every time, sooner or later give up and go somewhere where they're not going to have to fight, where they're not going to have to feel like they earned it on a quest. I know it's kind of an abrupt reality, but it's true. I'm sorry. Game over. That's how it works, okay? Men are simple. We have our needs. Ours are far more primal than yours, and they have to be met. They do. I know I can already hear the outcrying now, but it's just the truth. Okay, we're simple. We're like a dog. We need food, water, and every now and then to get out and play in the yard. You feel me? That's it. But that being said, I don't think a man truly deserves it unless he has been bringing his A game elsewhere the rest of the time. I'm going to be on the ladies' side right now because I do believe this. Women, you do need a man who is going to listen, okay? I kind of skimmed over this before. You need a man who's going to listen to you, all right? And I'm not even going to pretend that we're going to retain everything that we hear, but at least listen. Be there as that other person when your woman needs someone to just get something out to. Be there. Be receptive to that. You're not going to have the answer to her problems. Not every time, at least. But also, be there when she needs uplifting. All right? When she is down, lift her up. When she is confused, offer her your side of the story, your advice. Okay? Don't force this on her, but tell her what your take on a situation is when she's really confused, when she doesn't know which way to go. Let her know what you think you would do. Let her garner something from that. Even if it's hearing your idea so she knows what not to do. Okay? And before I close this out, this is going to be a short one. You know, it's the first time back, and it's kind of heavy-hitting material in a way. And I just wanted to get back out there with you guys. But in lieu of my most recent in a long string of breakups, there was an issue that came up a lot that I just want to clear the water for other men and women that are of the same kind of personality or characteristic type as I am. A big part of the failure of this past relationship was the fact that I am what some would call emotionally distant or maybe even unfeeling. And I know how that can come across in a relationship. I do. I mean, I've seen how it comes across. You know, you get upset because it's like the other person isn't experiencing this emotion the same way you are. Or it seems like they're, you know, just this passive cyborg. You know, like they cannot feel. But that's not always the case. I know in my case, I do feel. I do. I cannot express my emotions very well. But I feel that the position of someone with that trait is to be the person that holds it together. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone else, but in those times when it's dark, when it's really low, when your partner is at the worst they can be, or even, you know, if you're together in a real bad time, you take it on yourself as this kind of person to be the one that doesn't let anyone see them break. You're there so that there's something for the other person to lean on, something that's not gonna crumble with them, okay? Something that can hold them up until they get through it. And it's up to you in your own head and in your own time to get through that in your way. A lot of people don't see that. You know, they see it as unfeeling. But I think, at least for myself, and I feel like I can't be the only one, that's how we deal with that. But I think the trouble can come from someone who either feels too much or someone who's in that same boat. There's just that lack of compatibility. Either way, the beauty of everything is that love is there, okay? Love for yourself, love for what you do, and love for others. That's all there is to it. The times are tough now. Not everything's like you want it to be. But if you can just find that capacity, if you can find that willingness to love, there you go. You're better off than a lot of people are, because so many have chosen hate. Don't let it be you. I promise soon we will get back to the funnies. But I just wanted to get this message out there and let everyone know we're still here. And I will see you next time. This is Sleeves. See ya.